My dad was a passionate coon hunter, and I went with him on many, many, many hunts, learned a lot of things from him. I loved him, and he went to be with the Lord quite a number of years ago. We had written a book called Raccoon Hunting Basics, and then I expanded that and a book titled Raccoon Hunting Basics and Beyond, in which we ask questions, training questions about how to get your dog to tree and tracking and things like that. And part of that book includes my dad's life as a raccoon hunter. And I want to share that with you. Bob Rako was born into a family where both parents were totally deaf. Perhaps this is part of the reason he literally loved hearing his hounds on the trail and at the tree. The youngest of six children, Bob was born in 1926 in Clyde, Wisconsin. During the difficult days of the Great Depression, his mother told him that they could no longer afford to feed him and that he should go and ask the neighbors if he could live with them. It was a cold winter night when 8-year-old Bob, with a little sack of clothes, knocked on the neighbor's door. The Browns became his second family, and Bob worked for his keep. He paid for his clothing and other personal needs by trapping skunks and hunting raccoon. Following his service in the Navy during World War II, he married his wife Marie, who was understanding of his passion to hunt raccoon into the wee hours of the morning. Bob dairy farmed during the day and in the fall and even early winter, managed to coon hunt about every night. His entire 50 years of raccoon hunting took place among the hardwood-covered hills and corn-stripped valleys of south-central Wisconsin. Over the years, Bob hunted raccoon with a vast variety of dogs. In fact, as a young man, his first coon hound was a Springer Spaniel named Rusty. Rusty put up ringneck pheasants during the day and treed raccoon at night. Before he settled on blue ticks, his dogs included crosses and even a rat terrier and German shepherd who worked as a team. In the early 1960s, Bob and farming neighbor Larry Weitzel went in together and purchased a female red tick from Arkansas. Kate was a good coon dog, but was later stolen off the chain. However, Bob eventually purchased a young blue tick female that became the basis for years of future hunting stock. Quinny was trained from scratch and was taught to run only raccoon. Indeed, all Bob's blue ticks were trained to be straight. When they opened their mouth, you could be certain that they were running raccoon and nothing else. Although he never ran a dog in a night hunt or field trial, he was well known for having truly excellent dogs. His favorite dog of all time was a blue tick male named Andy. Andy was a silent trailer who kept quiet on the trail, but barked with a great voice on the tree. He caught a lot of coon on the ground. However, Andy had a bad habit of climbing trees. One night, shortly after he reached his prime, he treed a coon on a steep side hill. Andy had climbed a leaning hollow tree and chased the coon right past the hole. He was literally treeing in the treetop. Bob tried to coax him down, but in the process of turning around, Andy fell about 35 feet. His front leg was broken, and eventually it had to be amputated at the shoulder. Nevertheless, in time, Andy was again able to hunt. However, due to his decreased speed, he changed to an open trailer and began barking on the trail. He somehow learned that in order to put a coon up, he needed to depend on his powerful voice rather than his speed. There were other dogs as well, but Bob's last dog was a well-bred blue tick named George. George started running and treeing his own coon at 6 months. Due to health problems, Bob and his wife Marie eventually found it necessary to move from Wisconsin to Arizona. Bob had been a cigarette smoker for decades, and the smoking had taken its toll. The Arizona climate caused his health to improve significantly, but his raccoon hunting days were now over. In 1997, Bob and son Tom began answering questions regarding raccoon hunting on the Rock Dove Publications website, rockdove.com. They soon began receiving requests for a book from their website readers. So in 1998, they co-wrote a concise little booklet titled Raccoon Hunting Basics, which was designed to help the new hunter get started in the sport. Raccoon Hunting Basics gave some basic information on getting your dog to tree, conducting a simulated hunt, and tips for keeping your dog on the right track. Since then, the much more comprehensive work, Raccoon Hunting Basics and Beyond, has been written. In 1998, Bob was diagnosed with lung cancer. This time of illness resulted in his making a deeper commitment to Jesus Christ, and he experienced great peace. Just days before his going to heaven, he was still missing his hounds in the hunt. It was especially noticeable that whenever he began talking about Andy, he would start to cry. He left this world on August 22, 1998, in Mesa, Arizona, and is survived by his wife, Marie, sons, Tom and Kelly, and daughter, Deb, and 8 granddaughters. Bob's vast knowledge of how to train a dog to hunt raccoon continues to help both new and experienced raccoon hunters alike through the materials that were written.
This true story of houndsman Bob Rako is included in the book Raccoon Hunting Basics and Beyond. In Raccoon Hunting Basics and Beyond, readers learn how to conduct a simulated hunt, find tips for getting your dog to tree, discover ways to start your dog on the right track, acquire knowledge to monitor your dog's movements, see how to remove a raccoon's hide, learn what is meant by terms like tapping tree or silent trailer, and much more. This book, written by the late Bob Rako and son Dr. Tom Rako, answers often asked questions regarding how to successfully train your dog to hunt raccoon. Also included in the back of the book is the story of Andy, the three-legged blue tick hound, and another raccoon hunting adventure. To order your copy of Raccoon Hunting Basics and Beyond, visit the Rockdove Publications website, rockdove.com. Be sure and visit rockdove.com today.